Welcome to the Gospel Transformation Podcast with Stijn Versluis. We believe you will be transformed as you see Jesus through his word today. Are you ready? Let's listen to Stijn.
Hello, welcome to this second Gospel Transformation Podcast. I'm so happy to be with you again today. And I'm looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. The Word of God that is going to change your life, that's going to bring gospel transformation. Because when we see Jesus Christ in the Word, that's when gospel transformation happens. So today, I'm going to talk about that Jesus is the only Savior. Jesus Christ, the only Savior. And I'm going to explain what I mean with that. But maybe you've heard it before that people say there's only one way to God, and that's Jesus. They say there's only one way, there's only one truth, there's only one life, and it's Jesus. You've probably heard that. And so today I want to talk about what that means and why that's actually true. And so as we are going into this podcast, I will be talking about that, but I will also talk about how Jesus saves you and how he has done everything that was necessary to set you completely free. But before we start, let us pray together. Father, I thank you for this time that you give us together, Lord, to study your word, to see you, Jesus, and to be transformed. Holy Spirit, I pray that you open our hearts, that you open our understanding so that we understand what you want to tell us and that you are transforming us into the image of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being with us today. Amen. So we're going to start our conversation today with the Apostle Paul. So in his letter to Timothy, that was a church leader in the first century, he says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, he starts to talk about the priority of prayer. He starts to share with Timothy how important it is that prayer is a priority. And when he starts to expound on that, he starts to share that we should pray for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives, etc., etc. And it says that that is good and it pleases God our Savior. Well, what I read in that is that Paul is praying, let's pray that there is peace in this world. There is peace. There is the circumstances that help the advancement of the message of Jesus, the advancement of the gospel, the good news about Jesus Christ. And then he gives his reason for that. He says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man, Christ Jesus. In the last episode, we talked about how Jesus is the revelation of who God is. Now, this scripture says that he is the mediator between God and mankind, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time. That's 1 Timothy 2, verse 5 and 6. And this scripture reveals that Christ Jesus gave himself as a ransom for all people to bring God and man back together. Now, if you need a mediator, it's usually because there is some disturbance in the relationship. That's why you need a mediator between two parties. And I'm going to explain to you what that means and explain why we as people were separated from God and why we need a mediator. But it also says that he gave himself as a ransom. So what does a ransom mean? It means that you pay a price to set someone free. And so that's what Jesus did for us. That's what Jesus did for you. He gave himself as a price for you. Well, that tells me something about how God values you. If he is willing to sacrifice his only son as the price for you. Wow, that tells me that you are very, very valuable. Now, let me go back. Why was that ransom needed and why do we need a mediator between God and man? So what happened is that maybe you've heard the story before, but God created man. God created Adam. God created Eve. And they were in a good relationship with God. But something happened. They decided to walk away from God. They decided to disobey God. And they did it by listening to God's enemy, God's opponent, Satan. And what happened is when they listened to Satan and they cooperated with him, they came under his power and they came under his influence. So basically, they became slaves of the devil and they became slaves of sin, because those two things go together. Wherever there is sin, the enemy of God, Satan, has access. And when Satan has access, bad things happen. Satan is the one who is behind all sickness. Satan is the one who is behind all destruction. Satan is the one who is behind death. All those things. And so Satan got access because we decided as human beings to cooperate with him. Basically, you know, Adam and Eve did that. And it says in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, it says, when Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death. So death spread to everyone, for everyone sinned. Sin means that we miss the mark. It basically means, maybe you've ever heard of people playing darts. You know, you try to play the darts in such a way that you hit 180 or, you know, any other number. But when we sin, we miss the whole board. You know, it basically means that we miss our purpose. You and I were created for a relationship with God that was full of life. But because we, as humans, we sinned, we listened to the devil's sin and the devil got influence in our lives. And that's how death came in. And actually, sin and Satan, they make us slaves. Jesus says about this in John chapter 8, verse 34. He says, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Once we sin, we are a slave to it. And now I want to just talk about slavery for a little bit. What does it mean when we are a slave? Well, it means a slave is not free. He is not free to go where he wants to go, to do what he wants to do. No, he has a master above him who is dictating his life. And there's no way he can get out of the situation. Well, there's actually one way that the slave can get free. And that is when another master pays the price for him and buys him. Now, and that's exactly how God has delivered us from the power of sin and Satan. He came to this world and he paid a price for us. We were under the master, the devil, through sin. You know, those two things go together. But God came to buy us. Jesus says about this in Matthew 20, verse 28. He says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. We saw that word earlier in 1 Timothy chapter 2, ransom. That's the price you pay for a slave to be set free. So what Jesus did, he paid the price to set us free from the slavery to sin and the devil. Hallelujah. So God has actually set us free. It says in 1 Peter 1, verse 18 and 19, it says, for you know that it was not with perishable things, such as silver or gold, that you were redeemed from the empty way of life, handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. Now, we have to talk a little bit more about this, because you might argue, well, if I'm a slave to sin, if I'm a slave to the devil, you know, if just the price is paid, I will be free. But what I was sharing is that Jesus is the only Savior. There is a reason why only Jesus could buy us back. There's a reason why. And it has to do with the price that it took for us to be bought back. It took the life of someone else. And it had to be someone else that was not under the power of sin. It had to be a sinless life. And the only one who was sinless was Jesus Christ himself. And it makes it very clear in this scripture. It says that we were not redeemed, that the ransom was not paid with perishable things such as silver or gold. No money could set us free from the power of sin. You know, many people, they try all kinds of things to be set free from the power of sin. They try all kinds of methods. They try self-help books. Maybe they meditate. Maybe they go to a certain place to pray. Maybe they want somebody else to, you know, do something for them. Maybe they do rituals. Maybe they just work very hard on themselves. And they make a little bit of progress, but they're still a slave. You can be a slave and, you know, feel better about yourself, have a little bit of a better life, but you are still a slave. And nothing in this world, no silver, nor gold, nor books, nor religion, no church, no person, nothing can set us free from sin. There's only one person who can get us out of this slavery to sin and the devil, and that is the Son of God. And it says here that it was the precious blood of Christ. It was the precious blood of Christ that paid the price for us to be free. Now, why the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish or defect? Well, I have to explain that to you a little bit. And that's how, by explaining to you how in the scriptures we read about how sins are forgiven. You know, it wasn't just that we were slaves of the devil, but we also had a debt. By all the things that we done against God, we accumulate a debt of sin. And so this debt had to be paid. So when you read the Old Testament, you read that God put in a system of killing animals to pay the price, to pay off the debt of sin. And that caused people to, you know, be able to approach God again and to be blessed by God again. So how did that work? Well, what somebody would do if they were in a state where they had disobeyed God and there was a distance between them and God, there was a debt that was between them and God, they would take a little lamb, they would place their hands on the lamb and transfer their guilt to that animal. And then what happened was the person would go free, but the lamb would be killed. And that's what Jesus Christ did for you. He didn't want you to die in your sins. No, he wanted you to go free. And that's why he said, I give my own life. Jesus is the one who gave his life for you, who died for you, so you can live and you can be free from your debt with God. And also, the other thing that we need to consider there is that it was not just sinless blood that could set us free, but it was also the position of Jesus as a son that allowed him to set us free. You know, you have to understand that a slave can't set another slave free. No, you need somebody higher, who is higher in rank, who is higher in authority, who is higher in influence to set you free. You know, a slave can't set another slave free. It has to be a free person who can set the slave free by paying the price. And we have to figure that in this world, as I just said, you know, a few minutes ago, that Adam sinned and all people sinned. So the whole human race, every person in this world has sinned. And so every person is a slave to sin. So this whole world is filled with people who are enslaved to sin and the devil. And there's nobody in this world that can set us free. And, you know, Jesus talks about this. He says in John chapter 8, he says, very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. Jesus is the Son. Jesus was not born out of the descendants of Adam. No, Jesus was born of a virgin. He didn't have an earthly father. God was his father. So he was not in this slavery to sin. No, he was the Son. And the Son, because of his position, was able to pay the price with his own blood. And by doing that, he set you free. Now, let me just give you a story to help you understand this a little bit. And it starts with a question. What's the difference between somebody from a city and somebody from the village, from the countryside? Well, I've actually found out one of the ways you can test that, and that's by asking them how their rabbit is doing. Yes, you're hearing me right, this little small animal called a rabbit. So, you know, when you ask someone from the city about their rabbit, and you say, how is your rabbit doing? They might answer you and say, well, it's a lovely rabbit. It looks very nice, it's very quiet, and every evening I take it out of the cage, I put it on my lap, I pet it, and, you know, it's just my lovely pet. I like it so, so much. That's the domesticated version. But when you ask someone from the village about their rabbit, you know, most of the time you get a different answer. One time I asked a person, I said, ah, you have a rabbit, how's the rabbit doing? And they said, well, it's ready to eat. So now, no offense against anyone. I'm just using this example to make a point. A rabbit can be ready to eat, and it means that it's in a cage and it's just a matter of time before it's eaten, before it is devoured. Now, that's exactly where we as humanity were before Jesus came. Because the Bible says that the enemy of God, Satan, through sin, the cage that we're in, his purpose was to encage us in sin and encage us in disobedience to God. And as this rabbit in the cage, you know, he wanted to devour us. The Bible says it's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Now, this rabbit, he can do nothing to get out of this situation. He is on its way to the dinner table. So what is the solution to that? How can this rabbit come free? Well, somebody from outside has to come and pay a price that the owner says, I'm okay with, and he can pay the full price for this rabbit, take the rabbit out of the cage, go somewhere else with the rabbit, and then the rabbit is free and it doesn't have to fear anything anymore. If it's in the hands of the right master, if it's bought by somebody who has his best interest at heart. Now, my friends, I want to use this story as an illustration. You know, we are like this rabbit. And as I said, we're in the cage of sin and we're destined for the dinner table of the devil. But God loves us so much that he sent his son Jesus to be the price. He bought us out of the cage. He bought us from the dominion of the devil. And he set us into liberty. And because he loves us so much, instead of destining us for the dinner table, he destines us to reign with him. He destines us for freedom. He destines us for life in abundance. That's what the Word of God says. It says, literally in Colossians chapter 1, it says, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness. He has rescued us from the rabbit cage and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves. You're no longer in that cage. No, you're now free. You're no longer in the kingdom of the devil, but you're free because Jesus paid the price for you. And he says, in whom we have redemption. Wow, there's that word, redemption. What does redemption mean? It means to set someone free by paying the price. My friend, Jesus paid the price for you to be free. And then it continues to say that redemption is the forgiveness of sins. You know, the devil had a means. He had a way to keep us in that cage, and that was our sins. You know, as long as we would sin, which we were under power under, he had a legal right to hold us in the cage because sin deserves death and sin, you know, gives the devil a right to keep us in that cage and to prepare us for dinner. But Jesus, because he canceled your debt, because he paid the price for all of your sins, completely. That's why the devil has no more right over your life, but you are free. My friend, Jesus is the only Savior. Jesus is the only one, number one, who was not under the power of sin because he was the Son of God and who could set us free. And how did he do it? He paid the full price. He paid off our debt with his own precious blood. Wow, what a Savior, what a salvation we have received by the grace and the goodness of God. Hallelujah. You know, this makes me excited. This makes me so happy because it shows me that Jesus has done a perfect work in setting me free. Now, maybe you're listening to this podcast and you've never seen this truth. You've never realized that you can be free from sin and its consequence by the payment that Jesus did for you. Now, the Bible says that Jesus has done all of this, but it demands a response from us. It demands us to be willing to leave the cage of sin behind, to call upon the name of Jesus, to put our trust in him who was raised from the dead. And if you've never done that, today is your opportunity to do that, to call upon the name of Jesus. So you go from the cage where the rabbit was prepared for dinner by the devil, you go to freedom. You go to absolute freedom and absolute life. The Bible says it's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So if that's you, then just pray these words after me. Say, Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Jesus, thank you for your blood that paid the price for me. Jesus, you rose from the dead. Jesus, you are my Lord and Savior. I belong to you. Amen. Wonderful. If you prayed this prayer, you are now a child of God. I encourage you, go to a church where they talk about Jesus all the time. Ask the Holy Spirit and to help you to read the Bible and to understand more about who Jesus is and all that he has done for you. This was the episode of today, this Gospel Transformation podcast. And I believe that as you receive these words and as you see what Jesus has done for you, you are transformed from glory to glory. It was an honor and a privilege to be with you today, and I'm looking forward to next time. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Gospel Transformation Podcast. We believe your life will never be the same again. Would you like to know more about our ministry or partner with us? Please visit our website at www.gospel-transformation.org. Gospel Transformation, sharing the good news and bringing others along.